And welcome back inside the cave. John Roberts, Jeff Bowman with you here on a Monday morning. And we are now joined over the phone with Jay Smith, assistant basketball coach at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
We are good.
Wonderful.
How about you?
Hey, you're not gonna believe this, but I woke up this morning and, like the normal human, man, I got a flat tire, so I'm at the tire store calling.
Oh, man. Well,
hey, it was only flat on one side, though, right, Jay?
That's right. There's three other good ones. I was going to drive, but I thought better not.
No, probably a good decision to get that taken care of, absolutely. So I was told by someone that you know locally here that you're getting ready to take a little trip with the squad.
Yeah, we are. Actually, we've been practicing for the last 9 days, 8 days, as we get to take a trip over to Europe once every 4 years. We're going to France. We're stopping in Paris, playing two games, and then flying down to Greece and Athens, and we're playing a game down there. They're going to have a couple days of touring around and then flying back, but a nice 11-day tour over in Europe. It's going to be nice. We're excited for it.
Yeah, see Paris and Athens and Mykonos, so you get to see some of the beautiful country in Greece of Mykonos.
That's what I heard. I mean, we're really excited. It's something I've just read a little bit about. Athens obviously has tremendous history, and so does Paris. Mykonos is kind of new for me, so it's going to be a little bit of an education for me too. And we're on some neat sightseeing tours that we're going to be doing around the different cities, but we do have some free time to kind of investigate and explore around the cities, which is going to be fun. We actually set this up when we had Musa with us because we're going to go back so his family could see him play.
Since
they never had a chance. And then obviously Musa got drafted and you know, the rest is history, but it's still a tremendous tour and a great learning experience for our players.
Well, that's the thing that always sticks out with me when teams go on these trips, and you know, we've seen several different teams from the University of Michigan go over the years, and you know, it just the experiences for those young men, many who have never been outside of the city or town where they come from, and to go and have this opportunity, not just to play some good competitive basketball over the summer, but the culture that they're exposed to that, you know, they're not usually immersed in.
Exactly. There's a lot of things in this world, especially when you go overseas. It's my second time going with the team. Just to see the history of the different cities, you know, one time in Spain when they stood where Christopher Columbus stood, and just in your mind going through the transformation, just the education you go through, that really opens your eyes up to the big world and, you know, how big it is, but yet how close we could be by a plane flight. So it's, and then obviously it's the other part of this whole thing is just the 10 days of practice we get, and then just a little bit of the team bonding camaraderie that you get when you're with a team, and there's nothing better than going on a trip and breaking bread and sitting down and, you know, visiting some sites, you know, just talk and get to know one another, which is really big since we have 9 new players.
Well, you know, and we talked with the even, you know, the football team and stuff traveling around the state of Michigan. How many people, you know, and even recruits that you bring in, they come to Ann Arbor, the other place in Michigan they may go to is either Detroit or East Lansing, but never get to even experience what's around here. So even, you know, the local trips are nice just because some of these people, you just don't do some of these things. And so going overseas is great, but sometimes it's nice just to even take somebody up north.
Oh, you know I'm a north guy now. You know
I know,
that.
The pride of Mayo.
For sure. I would love for us to make a tour through the UP and upper part of northern Michigan and Charlevoix, Mackinac, and Alpena, all those towns, Gaylord, where I was born. So I'm favored to that. But no, those are great experiences, especially when you're doing with your, you know, your teammates, and you really get a chance to have a special bond because you're traveling. And there's going to be something that happens on this trip that's funny and that we'll all talk about for years to come. And you have some great memories when you look back at your years when you're here. For sure.
Now, Jay, I do have a little Mayo twist to this interview. So this has a local connection here in Adrian. Our high school girls volleyball team just went camping in Mayo this past weekend as kind of a team bonding getaway kind of thing. Right. So I thought of you and you being on the program with us this morning, and they were there this weekend and, you know, did a little canoeing and hanging out. And I'm sure those girls have some, you know, the same things that your guys will come back with, memories of, you know, maybe hanging out with a girl or, you know, that I don't normally talk to in school, but we're on the same team and just getting to know that person a little better. I'm sure you have guys like that.
Oh, there's nothing better. My teams I had at CMU, we actually would go camping up in Maya.
Mm-hmm.
And they, every time we won, they always refer back to the bonding moments. We were sitting around a campfire just talking.
Yeah.
Just talking about our families, just talking about friends, experiences. Those are great, great opportunities. I'm just hoping that volleyball team had a chance to walk on the hallowed grounds of J. Smith Drive around Mile. It's known to take 10 years off your life.
Right? Well, you know, I'm sure they probably saw the signage, at least, if they didn't get there.
I'm heading that way right away, then, if I get 10
if
years.
Well, no, I don't know, Jeff, if it's 10 years the good way.
Oh,
to make you 10 years younger or older, Jay?
It better be younger.
Yeah,
it better be.
Yes, it should.
Next time I'm heading up north, I'm going right by that, looking for that the signs that point me in the direction of your driveway.
Yeah.
Still got your basketball hoop in the front.
Exactly. Exactly. That's to shoot off the garage. You know? That's when we had it on the side of the garage for sure. So but no, we're pretty blessed and excited about what we're doing here and got great opportunity coming up.
Well, I know there were some surprises on the roster this year, you know, a couple of guys drafted and a few transfers that you know, especially with Frankie that you weren't, you know, didn't see that one coming. So, you know, how's things coming together? You actually had to, you know, maybe kind of look at the roster a little differently with some different guys that you brought in out of the portal just to kind of shore some things up this year.
Yeah, we did. We obviously had a couple departures, but I think that's going to be a little bit of the norm anymore. I think because of the transfer portal, the one-time transfer, kids can go and become immediately eligible. That's appealing to some kids. I'm not sure it's good because I do think, you know, there's some instances where kids have to transfer. But other instances, I think you have to work and earn the right to play. And I think that process of becoming a junior and a senior, I think it's important. I think you learn a lot about yourself. But the new guys we brought in, we're excited about. Jalen Llewellyn at the point from Princeton. I mean, he's come in. He's terrific. He's going to have a chance to really help us. Jet Howard, Dwayne Juan's son, obviously was a highly ranked player. And he's got a chance to be terrific. Paris Reed, the big fella in the middle from St. Louis. Dougie McDaniels, a point guard, has got a chance to be. He's got a chance to be really special. He's only about 5'9", but he's one of those guys that can hit that light switch, jump into bed before that light goes out. So he's got a lot of quickness to him. And let's see, we had redshirted Isaiah Barnes and Will Cheddar, both of them. You know, which will be, you know, those two should be able to contribute, depending on how they perform in practice. We had a couple new walk-ons. One being my son. He's a walk-on for us at Jackson Sevilla, another walk-on for us. We added him to the mix. And then we added a kid from Lebanon, a 6'8.5", 6'9" kid from Lebanon that will be joining us in France.
Mm.
He's flying from Lebanon there without any practice, you know, without any practice reps, but he's going to join us and meet us over there just because of the paperwork. And we signed him so late that it was hard. I surely don't want to forget to mention Greg Glenn, another 6'8 kid from Florida that we signed, that I think's got a chance to really be a good player. May not happen right away for him, but I think he's got a chance, you know, down the road to be very, very good. Very good. So we're excited about him. So we've got the last one, he's almost Brad, Joey Baker, the young man from Duke.
Right.
The 6'6 kid from Duke that played there for 4 years. Didn't get a lot of playing time. Played a lot behind, though. Terrific players. He's coming off some hip surgery, but he's definitely going to provide some leadership and some outside shooting ability and just really good pedigree coming from Duke, obviously. So we're excited about him. We're excited about our whole team. And then we got the returnees coming back. Hunter Dickinson looks better than he has. We're really excited about him.
Well, and Jay, you mentioned that, you know, being around till your junior and senior year and learning about yourself. And I got to believe that Hunter Dickinson, you know, here's a guy that a lot of people, he'll get drafted this year. And, you know, he's coming back, and I think he did learn some things about himself, and he's going to use another year at the collegiate level to improve those things about himself.
Absolutely, and he likes college. So he's
well, that too.
You know, really enjoy his college career and his college life. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, and that's one thing. You know, you mentioned the transfer portal, and also the crazy thing in college sports. And you know, I know you probably can't talk a ton about this, but just the NIL and how that's kind of changing some of the landscapes of the recruiting side and what, you know, different universities and different conferences and, you know, how different, you know, people are using it in different ways. But, you know, that is when you mentioned the two big things are transfer portal and NIL that's changing the landscape, not only in college basketball, but just in college sports in general.
For sure. Those two things have, and it's funny, they happened at the same time. The NIL is definitely, you know, an interesting nugget that I think everybody's still trying to figure out. But the transfer portal, both of them coming at the same time, caused a huge shift in the landscape of college basketball. Both those two have drastically changed the face. It's changed recruiting for everybody. Everybody's adding one or two players from the transfer portal. We had 1,700 Division I athletes in the transfer portal, knowing there's only 355 schools. So it's definitely changed it for sure.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, you hear, you know, coaches out there now talking about having to, you know, still recruit your team that you have on your – recruit your roster because you don't know and you want to make sure that those guys are going to stay as well.
There's no doubt. But there's that part, too, that, you know, they're coming to Michigan, obviously, for the brand. They're coming for the education. They're coming for the chance to get it, you know, to play for Juwan Howard, be part of the Michigan basketball program. Same with our other programs that we have on campus. And I think Jim Harbaugh said it best, we're transformational, not transactional. Mm-hmm. And that we got to make sure that we continue to educate young men and understand that it is a process, that having media success isn't everybody, and that you have to work and continue to strive and understand you got to battle through some adversities, and that's life.
Yeah, absolutely. Life.
You know, and I think that's what college does for you, and I think that's what sports does for you, for sure. So.
Well, and you get to take trips to France and Greece, too.
There you go.
If you stick around for 4 years.
I hear you. That's for sure. That's going to be a good time, for sure. But
all right.
No, we're excited about it.
Well, sure. Very good, Jay. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking time out for us. Hopefully your tire gets fixed and you have time to get home and get packed for your trip to Europe.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. All right.
Enjoy yourself.
All right, guys.
All right. Care. Bye-bye now.
Enjoy your summer.
Yep, bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Jay Smith from the University of Michigan men's basketball program with us there as they get ready to take a practice and touring vacation.
Well, and the great thing about this, as he said too, is, you know, with you can't take these trips every year, but when you do, you're able to get extra practice time that you normally don't get before a trip. So teams that aren't taking these trips don't get that practice. So it's nice to be able to, you know, every few years be able to get that extra practice time. And I think with the kind of the changing of the roster, it's
perfect. Exactly.
Timing for
yes.
That.
Yes. Absolutely. So, all right. Always good to talk with Coach Smith about University of Michigan basketball. We'll have him in again, maybe a little closer to the season, late October sometime. And we'll be right back after this. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.